Hi everyone, welcome to the second of our Take Time Meditations for Holy Week, where we're following some of the Bible accounts of the events leading up to Easter. My name's Katie, and I'm part of St. Francis Church in Valley Park. Yesterday we reflected on Jesus preparing for the Passover meal, and today the meditation continues at the Passover meal and focuses on Jesus' betrayal. So, welcome to Take Time Together, which will give you time to be still, to find sanctuary in a demanding world, to encounter God and enjoy the kind of peace that only God can give. I'll guide us through the next few minutes. We begin by making sure that we start sitting comfortably with our back supported by our chair. Our session will start with a simple relaxation exercise, and then I'll count us down from 10 to 1 into a state of relaxation. This will be followed by a guided meditation in which we imagine an encounter with Jesus. Even if you know very little about Jesus, your imagination will fill in the gaps. I'll then explain how you can spend the following minute or so either resting in God's presence or returning to the story. Don't worry if your mind wanders. Often it wanders to places that bring insight or healing. If it wanders somewhere unhelpful, gently bring it back. At the end of the meditation, I'll bring you back to this time and this place by counting back up from 1 to 10. The meditation today is based on Mark's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 17 to 21. We have many senses, but we'll begin by focusing on what we can hear. So, close your eyes if that feels comfortable, or lower your gaze so that it falls unfocused on the floor. And focus all your attention on the sounds you can hear from outside the place where you are. Acknowledge these sounds and let them go. Now, focus all your attention on the sounds you can hear inside the place where you are. Acknowledge these sounds and let them go. Now move the focus of your attention even closer in, and become aware of what you can hear and feel relating to your own breathing. You're not trying to alter the rhythm, but to become aware of each part of your body that is involved in the process. Firstly, focus your awareness on the movement of your stomach as you slowly breathe in and out. Your muscles work to draw air into your body, and they rest to expel that air. So our breathing is a rhythm of work and rest. Just focus on that rhythm and allow your body to bring itself into a deeply relaxed state. So I'm going to count us down from 10 to 1. At each step, just allow yourself to sink a little deeper into the support offered by your chair. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Picture yourself in an upstairs room lit by oil lamps with Jesus and his followers. It's the first night of the Passover festival, and the table has been prepared for the special meal. This is one of the most important religious events of the year. It commemorates God's liberation of the Israelites from slavery. You are sitting next to Jesus, who has begun working through the text that sets out the order of the celebration. It is this that will lead us through the meal, with its different blessings, actions, courses of food, readings, and questions and answers. Whilst we are eating one of the courses, Jesus looks up and says, "The one who will betray me is eating with me at this table." You think, "Wait a minute, that's not usually part of the celebration. Where did this idea of betrayal come from? Is Jesus saying that he will be betrayed by one of us?" Someone is asking Jesus, "Surely you don't mean me, Lord?" And others ask the same thing. He answers, "It is one of you 12 who is eating from this dish with me." There is a hush as everyone looks at the others around the table. Jesus continues, "On the one hand, the Son of Man must die, just as the scriptures say. On the other hand, it is going to be terrible for the one who betrays me. That person would be better off if he had never been born." There is a horrible silence for a few moments. The whole atmosphere of the Passover celebration has changed. Then Jesus continues to eat, and gradually everyone follows his example. We move on a little further through the meal, and there is another time of eating during which everyone is talking quietly. Picture Jesus beside you as he invites you to share with him whatever is on your mind, whatever is in your heart. Just take this opportunity now. And now listen as Jesus responds to what you have shared with him. Just be open to his response, whether it be in actions, or as a feeling, or an image, or in words. Hear him speak your name and wait for his response. Hold on to anything that Jesus has shared with you. Hold on to your feelings. And either be still in God's presence, resting in the warmth of his love, gently bringing yourself back to that place of peace each time you notice your mind has wandered, or return to the story and ask yourself who you might be, how that might feel, and what is God showing you through that experience. So either rest in God's presence or return to the story. Gently and very slowly, bring yourself back to this time and this place as I count us back up from 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So thank you so much for joining with us in this Take Time meditation today. If you'd like to listen again or catch up on some of the other meditations from this week, they're all available either via the Outreach Radio website or the St. Francis Church Valley Park website and Facebook page. And how about maybe joining an Easter Sunday church service and hearing the end of the story? There's a service here on Outreach every Sunday at 10 a.m. or come along and join us at St. Francis on our Zoom service also at 10. Happy Easter, everyone.